State qualifying meets coming up in cross country on Thursday. Riverside boys and girls teams have had strong seasons, and we're joined by Coach Alex Oliver. Let's start with your boys team. You're in the rankings. I'd imagine you've got to feel good about your chances. What's it going to take to get on to Fort Dodge?
The last couple of meets, the boys come out and have really run pretty well. So that's a positive going into the postseason. We're all going to have to show up from your first runner all the way down to your seventh runner. It helps if you can score as a team and run as a good group. I think they're looking forward to that opportunity.
Who are going to be some of the other really strong teams you'll see on Thursday?
So we see the Ogden is a highly rated team, and then you have the 19th and 20th rated teams. We come in at 14th, and we've been as high as 10. So we're looking to move in there and try to scare Ogden and go top two as a team.
You really closed the gap on IKM Manning when you faced him after the conference meet when you saw him on Saturday. Was that a pretty encouraging sign for your team, would you say?
Yeah, my boys really came out and competed well on Saturday. The cooler temperatures, just a little bit better course for us to run on. Gave them some confidence, and they chased down some packs. Woodbine's a tough team there, but seeing the gap that we closed on IKM Manning was positive for my boys.
Has this group exceeded your expectation?
They kind of did early in the year, but now I know who they are and have seen them race a lot more. For the most part, only two or three of those boys had ever run a cross-country race before in their life. So coming out, I didn't know what to expect early in the year, but now those expectations keep going up every time that they meet one of those standards.
What is the expectation for the girls' squad heading into Thursday?
I think that we go top half as a team. I really think we can be in the top four or five and score well. Those front-end girls, they all have individual goals. I know we have some girls that really have their sights set on being individual qualifiers, going top 10 at the meet. And then other girls are planning on racing for their team and going as fast as possible to help have a good team score.
Who are some of the strong teams and or individuals in the girls' field?
You get to see Sibley O'Cheaton is a highly rated team up there. Alta Aurelia is in the top four. Just in general, those two right there have potential to be state medalists as a team in Fort Dodge. After that, it's kind of a dogfight for the rest of the spots available.
Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.